Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Always Ready Mindset Podcast. Welcome to life. Welcome to Earth. Welcome to the tribe. Welcome to this epic journey that we are all navigating together. The journey to know yourself truly, deeply, and fully. My name is Michael. I'm your host, as always. Be mindful that this life of ours is meant to be taken seriously in the most creative, childlike, and easygoing manner possible, while also embodying the peaceful warrior archetype that you are. Amplify your life. Deeply implement creativity to the highest degree possible. Innovate relentlessly. Collaborate further. And make friends always. Let's tackle this journey so we can live life fully and truly begin to respond with ability in all ways and always. Enjoy the journey. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Always Ready Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Murdoch, and I'm really excited to get started on this. The reason I'm in my car right now filming this, if you're not watching the video, I'm in my vehicle recording this podcast, and the reason is because in 2018, June 13th, 2018, a little over 5 years ago, today is July 25th, 2023, I was 27 years old and living in Hawaii, in the Hawaiian Islands. I had a couple kids. I'm now a father of three daughters. I have three girls. And at that point in my life, while I was working, I was driving, and I made lots of recordings of ideas and just, you know, kind of journaling, things that I would look back on or review the day, inventions, book ideas, writing concepts, things like that, to-do lists. And I found one that is, can I start a successful podcast? Like, can I do it? And I listened to it, and it's very profound. It was really impressive for me to hear that, like, echoes of the past. Like, wow, this 27-year-old version of me, it's like, yeah, it's me, but I've changed a lot. I've gone through a lot in 5 years. It's astounding how much we can go through in a single year, in a single week, in a single day. But this recording, I realized, wow, I made the first episode of my podcast in 2018. So I'm stoked to share it with you. I will do these interviews once in a while where I will interview myself in a way where I am sharing a recording with all of you. And then after, I'll do a little recap. But bear with me. I do have a different sounding voice. I was younger, so apparently I've hit other stages of puberty, which apparently men can continue hitting different levels and stages of puberty until we're like 45, I believe. I'll get some research on that for everybody that wants the facts. This podcast, this wonderful podcast, which is going to bring so much joy and so much insight to all of you, and it will challenge you. I'm very weird. I'm a weird person. I love everything. I'm fascinated by everything. I'm very optimistic, but I do my due diligence to research, and I don't just hear something and believe it 100%. Like, oh, that's fascinating. Cool. Let's dig into it. Let's see what we can find and follow the breadcrumbs and build an epic, epic building of knowledge, basically, of, oh, okay, yeah, you were right, and look what else I found. You're going to dig this. So the Always Ready Mindset is the readiness philosophy, to always be ready. And that doesn't just mean preparedness. A lot of people think, oh, preparedness, like have some food storage, you know, have a little kit in case you break down in your car and need some water and some snacks, you know. No, that's basic, very, very basic. I'm talking about ready in every sense of the word. What are your hobbies? What do you like to do? Okay, you like to rock climb, you like to scuba dive, and what else? Those different things, you get your list of, oh man, I love doing this. If I do this at least once a week, it's a good week. Okay, so you have a rock climbing kit in your car or wherever. You have a scuba kit or a snorkel mask. You have these little kits that fuel your adventure, so no matter where you're at, you're always ready to have fun. But then on top of that, just beyond the tangible items, I'm talking about the skills and the knowledge so that you're always ready. Because sometimes those skills come in handy for another person and you end up being an angel in their life and you end up saving their life. Maybe you're a great swimmer. Swimming is one of my strong suits, and I've had some fascinating experiences. Wow, I was just swimming, having fun in the ocean, and someone's drowning right there. Oh my gosh, like, I'm the only person out here other than this group of tourists. They're here on vacation, and they just didn't know how to navigate the ocean currents. Okay, let me help you guys. And it's not to look down on anyone. It's to help yourself understand, like, we all need each other in various ways because we all have skills and abilities that are different from the skills and abilities, perspectives, mindsets of others. And so carrying on the always ready philosophy, we have the mindset. And mindset is vast. Mindset is truly everything. Because your mindset is your heart set, your emotional set of not only habits, but understanding yourself deeply. Like, mindset goes into everything. You want to talk about chakras? You like chakras? Okay. What are the set habitual rhythms of your chakra system? Do you understand it? Like, do you understand the energy of that? And it's all based off of your mindset. All of it is. The way we breathe. Do you consciously breathe? Like, how much have you consciously taken breaths today? And you understand, like, you went outside, you took off your shoes, got barefoot, did some earthing, grounding on the grass before work. Take a set amount of breaths. Maybe you didn't. Maybe you took, like, I'm just going to breathe consciously for 5 minutes. Just deep breathing. The thing is, mindset is everything because it's true clarity. It's true awareness. It's truly living consciously, intentionally. And to be intentional 24/7, that's challenging. It's very challenging because we have highs, we have lows, we get distracted because we're on this journey of imperfection for a reason. If we were all perfect, it'd be very, 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 very boring. So obviously it's not boring. It's so exciting. And you're going to love this podcast. And if you don't love it, let me know. And we'll adjust some things to help you love it in your own way. But we're not niching down. We're not niching, whatever you want to call it, because everybody says different things. This isn't a single niche. Like, I will be interviewing everybody on their readiness philosophy of, like, okay, a neurosurgeon, it's amazing operating on brain. That's fascinating. Fine-tuned work. Deeply intellectual work, genius work, and also precision. How do you prepare for your day? How does a neurosurgeon prepare for his day? What does he do for his fitness, he or she? What do they do for their daily regimen to stay on top of their game? And then for their mental clarity, for their stress and anxiety, how do they regulate their emotions? And then, what is their baseline mindset? Like, how do they approach keeping their mind clear, calm, able to navigate the terrain of wild experiences? So, those are the types of conversations you will hear. You will hear many, many types of conversations, but guaranteed, you will learn at least one thing on every single episode. But guaranteed, you're going to learn much more than one thing. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting my project, my passionate project, because this is just fun to me. And it will fuel my writings, my books that I'm publishing, and all of my other adventures. So I'm so excited. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Always with gratitude. I will do a little recap after we listen to my younger 27-year-old recording. So enjoy. Cheers. Okay, this brief audio message is in response to a question, a personal question of, can I start my own podcast? And it's a relevant question because I believe that anyone that is truly in pursuit of greatness, achievement, pursuing personal development, or quite honestly, anyone that has ever read a single book on personal development. And the reason I specify single is because that shows something. Even if it's just one book, it shows that you're in pursuit of becoming the greatest version of yourself possible. It shows that that desire is within you. So my question is, can I create a podcast? Is it possible? I've been listening to a couple podcasts, but one in particular, and the more I listen to it, the more I think, man, these guys that are creating podcasts or radio shows or blogging, vlogging, whatever you want to call it, because they're all kind of integrated into each other now. The more I think about it, the more I realize these guys are honing in so many skills, connections. They're building their network in such a powerful way that right now I'm 27 years old, and if I want to truly enter the entrepreneurial world and I want to make a real, credible change in my life and in the lives of those that surround me, I need to begin honing in skills beyond anything I've ever done before in my life, ever. That means I need to become more professional, more profoundly inspiring than I ever have been, ever. I may have had moments of clarity, moments of power in my life, but they're moments. They're small segments that I showed my true color and showed that I have the capacity, I have the intellect, I have the genetic design, if you want to talk about genes. I know it's within me to be great. I know I have the capacity. And I, quite honestly, I believe all of us do. I think all of us have the ability that we can cultivate, and cultivation in itself, like the fact that we can cultivate, it means anyone can do anything. So to answer my question simply, yes, I can. I know I can. And I know that as I do it, I will become better. I know that the things holding me back in my mind, my own personal dialogue within, it's just chatter to keep me from doing it. It's things like, oh, but dude, you didn't even graduate high school. You didn't go to college. You freaking flunked out on English. What if you sound like a fool? What if you sound like a freaking idiot trying to talk intellectually with all of these brilliant minds? And all of that, all of those things that I'm saying to myself, think about it. It's just the programming within us. It's the programming within us to keep us safe. But there's also the programming within us that wants us to succeed. Those forces around us that want to help us achieve a greater purpose. Because by us achieving a greater purpose, we in turn help others achieve their greater purpose. We are the genius in each other's lives. And that's so cool to me. It's so empowering. And just like this, off the cuff, whenever I create audio recordings to myself, my future self, to listen to and for others to listen to, dude, it's super fascinating what comes out of our mouths off the cuff. Like, it's really fascinating. So, with that said, I'm going to figure out how to create a podcast. I haven't put a whole lot of energy into creating my website and really dialing it in, just because honestly, life has been a little overwhelming trying to figure out what I am doing. So, yeah, I will dial in my work and become amazing and just start compiling information to make my interviews of successful people and amazing, brilliant people I'm going to hone that. I'm going to make an awesome questionnaire and just keep it consistent. Model other podcasts that have done really well, but make it my own. Make it so unique and use responsibility 100%. Because if anyone is able to talk about responsibility, it's me. Because I have been so irresponsible in my life, it's astounding. And because of my irresponsibility, I have had an avalanche of crappy situations because of being irresponsible. I've seen the cause and effect scenario play out all throughout my life. I've seen the law of cause and effect in action. And with that, it has forced me to realize the one principle, the only one principle that we all need to take full consideration. 100% responsibility. 100% responsibility. And that's huge. And very few people do it. Very few. So if I can begin to cultivate a mindset of I'm 100% responsible for everything in my life, then I step into the shoes of, hey, I'm going to help as many people as I can take 100% responsibility of their lives as well. I address the issues in my life and I become more responsible and I help others to do the same. So right now, I'm being an awesome dad and fix my daughter's scooter. And, dude, I'm just going to start doing the things I know I should do and should have done a long time ago. I should be a better individual. So let's move forward. Keep moving forward, always.
I was just editing and just working on some of my podcast projects. And I was listening to this podcast where, you know, I have my intro and then introducing this older recording I did when I was younger. And I am just astonished. I'm truly astonished at how different my voice sounds within 5 years. Like, I heard once that men can continue hitting different higher level phases of puberty, which is kind of funny, but they can keep hitting puberty until they're like 45 to 50 years old. So I'm 32 right now. I was 27 at the time of that recording. I'm almost 33. But if that's the case, I mean, wow, I'm just astonished. Maybe I'll hit a growth spurt in a couple of years. Maybe I'll grow to like 7 feet tall before I hit 40 years old. Who knows? I don't know. I'm astonished at how freaking high my voice was back then. Wow. It's like, it's almost like a little embarrassing. It's kind of funny, but which makes it even better. I'm totally going to publish these because it's just, it's so freaking funny. And if I can help people laugh every day, you know, well, that was worth it because laughter heals. So I just had to interject. So here's the follow-up. I don't know if I'll have this after or before, but here's the follow-up recording that I did previously. I'm just following up that recording, so enjoy. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just finished listening to that audio snippet from my past. Listen to that with you. And it's very interesting hearing, it's like the inner echo chamber of our hearts, you know. Voices from our past, it's who we still are, even if we are kind of ashamed of things we've done in our past or regret certain actions we've taken. Like, we all have a lot of baggage, and that's okay. That's the nature of reality. We're supposed to have baggage so that we're fully motivated to improve. And it's very interesting. It's very interesting looking upon this younger individual that I am, but from this position where I am right now, because we're always who we are. We are who we are. I am who I am. You are who you are. And the more we can understand that we are integrating past, present, and future moments to come, it's this moment-to-moment progression. This moment to the next moment to the next moment to the next moment onward. And forever.
So I'm really proud of the younger self that I was, as lost as I was at times. Like, and when I say that segment where I talked about totally being irresponsible throughout my life and how I feel like I can talk about why it's so important to be, to strive to have 100% responsibility, because I have literally been such a piece of shit so many times throughout my life. I've had addictive tendencies. I've had, like, I could dive into so many different scenarios connecting to my childhood. Like, I had friends in my childhood that were such horrible influences on me, but I was open to learning from them, and so thereby I built habitual frameworks of doing really shitty things from the age of around 7 and 8. And so that compounded into building up a new karmic cycle. I had a clean slate karmically, and I built up a new karmic cycle, which I'm having to clear out now as an adult. And I'm, if that makes sense to you, a lot of people don't believe in karmic cycles. And basically, it's compounding, cause and effect. Most people do believe in the universal law of cause and effect. So cause and effect, if I go slap somebody in the face randomly, they're walking down the street, I pull over my car, and I just slap them in the face. Maybe I clock them in the throat. Well, if I do that as I'm walking down the street one day, I'll probably get hit by a car. Yeah, I could get slapped in the face or have somebody just come punch me in the throat. However, cause and effect, when it's negatively ingrained, it compounds. So if you've done some shitty things, you've got to be careful. You've got to heal that as fast as you can, because that compounds in a very negative way, and you just don't want to receive the effects of the negative causes, the causal actions you've chose to perform. So check yourself, check your life. I love you all so much. I'm not going to have this be a super lengthy podcast, but I love you. Share your thoughts and feedback with me if you like seeing these types of audio recordings. I know this is different. I haven't seen a podcast that does this, and I wasn't doing it to stand out. I was just doing it because I found these audio recordings from when I was younger, and I was like, whoa, this is actually really insightful, and I'm learning a lot about myself and just how different I am now as an adult and as a father. I'm a father with 3 daughters, and I've been through a lot of crap, as all of us have. All of us have been through a lot of crap in life. And so I suggest to you, wherever you're at in your life, take a deep dive into your history and, like, learn from yourself. If you have journals, or if you're a woman, men have journals, women have diaries, in my opinion. Dive into your journal if you're a man. Dive into your diary if you're a woman. Dive into historical videos or audio recordings, whatever you have. Whatever your parents recorded, whatever your friends and family recorded, whatever you documented yourself, dive into it, because it's fascinating. It's so fascinating. And I think it's really important. I do believe with my heart, with my mind, with my spirit, with all that I am, I do believe it's very important to study our ancestral lineage and our own history of life. So I love you all. Thank you for listening to this audio recording, this podcast. I wish you well, always with love, always with light, always with gratitude. Have an amazing day, and I will see you on the next and I will see you on the next episode. Cheers, my friends.